with one another, both. St. John the Evangelist says, he who says he loves God and hates his brother is a liar. We must be in communion with God and one another. With repentance, freedom in God manifests itself in a particular dynamic. And that dynamic is found in our baptism. We are baptized into a baptism of repentance and a baptism of the Holy Spirit. In that baptism of repentance and the Spirit, we die to the old life. In fact, because we are baptized, we are supposed to be dead to sin. These are the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans. And yet we know our frailty, our weakness. We know our temptations, and therefore we are not dead to sin. And we are continuously, therefore, called to repent, to change the mind, to change the physical direction from darkness to light, so that indeed we may be faithful to our baptismal calling, that calling to be clothed in Christ, sealed with the Spirit, and made children of the Father. To repent and to be free is to put to death the old life, and therefore to put to death all the negative passions. And what are those negative passions? All those impulses, all those activities of the heart, of the mind, of the spirit, of our very energy that focus on ourselves and neglect God and the other. To be truly free is not to be isolated. On the contrary, to be truly free is to be in communion with God and our neighbor. We even have a very important dictum from the desert. On the one hand, in the course, in the dynamic of repentance, it is God and I alone. And simultaneously, my brother and my sister are my life. If I'm alone with God, I'm alone inasmuch as He is the standard of my identity. And I look at no one else, judge no one else but myself in facing that standard. And while facing that standard and entering that difficult process of returning to my baptism, I again discover the face, not only of our Lord, but the face of our Lord revealed in every other human being. To be repentant, and therefore to be free, places us in the land of the living. And as I've mentioned before, when we enter this space, we enter the land of the living. Our mode of existence changes. We are no longer bound to the tyranny, to that horrible, dark, weighty, imprisoning tyranny of sin and death. We are freed in Christ and are children of the light and of the day. We are children of life eternal. Here and now, in the course of repentance, in fidelity to our baptism, we begin to taste the sweetness of new life, of new existence, the existence we were destined you were destined for before the creation of the ages. In being free, in entering this mode, this new mode of existence, in striving to be a person who repents, who changes, I put away all those dark and negative passions and acquire or reacquire all those passions which are summed up in one, the desire, the thirst for God. Just as the Lord Himself says to His disciples the night before His passion, with desire, I desire to have this Passover with you. Our desire is to have our life with Christ, our life with the triune and tri-personal God. It is this desire that is the true eros. It is this desire that emulates and interpenetrates the eros of God. It is this desire that brings us now and forever into that new mode of existence, into that uncreated life, into the kingdom of God which is here and which is yet to come. Amen.